It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. The area Catholic high school football teams combined for a record of 4-3 in Week 4 last week. In our CCL Game of the Week, Hartley improved to 3-1 on the season with a 49-10 win over Chillicothe. Also last week, St. Charles won its second in a row, beating New Philadelphia 41-21. Reedy dropped a heartbreaker to Grandview 17-16. Bishop Watterson lost to Wheelersburg 21-0. DeSales hammered Dayton Belmont 50-6. Fisher Catholic remains undefeated after blanking Ridgedale 50-0, and Newark Catholic fell to Watkins Memorial 12-7. In tonight's CCL Game of the Week, Newark Catholic looks to rebound as the Green Wave travels to Licking Heights. Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Also this evening, DeSales hosts Covington Catholic. Watterson takes on Cleveland Benedictine at Ohio Dominican University. Hartley is on the road at Clinton Massey. Reedy battles Liberty Union at Fortress Field. St. Charles welcomes Washington Courthouse to Walt Plank Field. And Fisher Catholic heads to Bern Union. We have to take our first time out. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, about last week's CCL Game of the Week as Hartley beat Chillicothe. And we'll break down tonight's CCL Game of the Week between Newark Catholic and Licking Heights. Then we'll talk with Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawk center Nate Jackson. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on AM 820.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com, and remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf brought you all the live play-by-play in last week's CCL Game of the Week as Hartley knocked off Chillicothe 49-10. Coach Wolf joining us now on the preview show. And Larry, for the second week in a row, you watched Hartley in games that were close at the half, but then turned into blowouts in the second half. What is it about the Hawks that just wears on teams?
Well, you know, the physicality is one thing. You know, everybody says, oh, they hit hard, they're big, they're strong, and they are all of that. And their physicality is one thing, but mentally they wear you out because every single play they can go the distance. They proved that in the Reedy game with 20 seconds to go in the half, and they proved it last week against Chillicothe. I mean, it was just big play after big play, and no matter where you are on the field against them, you can't take a play off. You can't relax, and that just, most high school teams aren't built for that mentally, and that just mentally wears you out. Then you add to that fact that Hartley has some real athletes. I mean, they can just flat out go get it and from anywhere on the field. And the combination of their physical size, their tremendous speed on the edges, and they mentally just wear you out, all of that just adds up to big second halves, and it's tough. It's tough to play the Hawks.
We're speaking with our color analyst, Coach Larry Wolf. Larry and Randy Reinhardt in Pataskala this week for our CCL Game of the Week as Newark Catholic takes on Licking Heights live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. And Larry, is it a little strange getting ready to watch a Green Wave team that isn't coached by Bill Franks?
It absolutely is. I know the first year that Billy became the head coach, he came and played us at Reedy. We played over at Briggs High School, and they had a one-point lead with about 8 minutes to go in the game, and they literally took the ball all the way down the field to about the 7-yard line with about 2 minutes to go in the game. And I told our kids, don't tackle them. Let them score a touchdown. And my kids looked at me and said, let them score a touchdown. Otherwise, we're going to end up stopping them for three plays using three timeouts, and we won't have any time left or any timeouts left. So sure enough, we let them score. They kicked the extra point. We ran a reverse for about 50 yards and scored a two-point conversion and tied them in regulation and beat them in overtime. And Billy is one of the really great men who've coached high school football in this state. It's not just that he's a great coach. He's a good human being. And his kids, it's a love-hate relationship. You know, I mean, he's got a fuse, But he's just a wonderful guy, and he got the most out of his kids for, I don't know, 15, 18 years, however long he was there. And we're going to miss him. Football is going to miss him because we got to have men like Bill Franks coaching our kids, and he's just a wonderful guy.
Larry, Newark Catholic, a Division VI school. Last week, they lost to Division II Watkins Memorial. Face another D2 school tonight in Licking Heights. You dealt with this when you coached at Reedy. How difficult is it to face teams that have the numbers advantage on you like that?
You know, we talked about the physicality of Hartley. Well, mentally, as a team, week after week after week, there's no let-up. You know, when you're in a league, when you're in a big league, let's say a 10-team league, and you're a decent team, you know that there's going to be three bottom dwellers that you could probably beat. There's going to be three teams in the middle that are going to be good games, and then there might be two or three teams that are just simply better than you. But when you're like Newark Catholic or like Reedy, or like, you're always playing somebody else's best team because you're not in one of those things. Now, Newark Catholic is in that league, but it's bigger school. They're the smallest school out there, and so every week they have to lock and load and go after somebody who's bigger and more kids and, you know, all that. And it does. It wears you out after a while because your kids can't take a week off ever. And you get a kid hurt and he can't sit out. He's got to come back and play as quickly as possible. And that's where you really get hurt, when you're playing kids that aren't 100%. They're not close to 100%, but they're the best you've got and they've got to play. And that's where it's tough.
Larry, thanks as always for joining us. We'll look forward to hearing you and Randy bring us the live play-by-play of our CCL game of the week, Newark Catholic against Licking Heights, about 40 minutes from now.
Yeah, looking forward to it tonight. Should be a good game.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt bring you the CCL Game of the Week immediately following the preview show. And after the game, keep it here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. You can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard and get all the scores at our website, am820scoreboard.com. Bishop Hartley goes to 3-1 on the year with that 49-10 win over Chillicothe in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now. And coach, for the second week in a row, it was close at the half. You were up 14-10 at the break. Then you take off with 28 points in the third quarter. So is it the adjustments you're making at halftime, or is your team just getting off to some slow starts?
Probably maybe a combination of everything, but I think in the end is we're trying to emphasize the kids to play four quarters. Obviously, we haven't played four quarters yet, but we want to be our best in the second half. We put a huge emphasis in that, and we have been here these, I don't know, probably the first four games. Even the game we lost, we were much better in the second half than we were in the first half. Certainly don't intend on, you know, fumbling the first play and all that kind of stuff, but when it happens, it's football, it's an imperfect game. We want to be able to respond, and the kids certainly embrace that.
Speaking with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, his Hawks with a big one tonight when they head to Clinton Massey. The Falcons are a running team for sure. They've only thrown the ball 17 times through four games. Does it make it easier, coach, to prepare for a team when you know they're going to run the ball, even though they do it very, very well?
I think preparation has been fine. I think it's, you know, we have a plan on what we want to do, but you just don't know until you get there if you're good enough to accomplish it, or if you're good enough to execute that plan. I mean, they're going to run power and option and ISO, and we're going to have guys right there. Now, are we able to go toe-to-toe with them? Are we good enough, strong enough, physical enough to do it over and over a four-quarter period? You know, that's the challenge. I mean, they do to people what we want to do to people. We understand why we want to do it, how uncomfortable it makes other people. They do the same thing.
Now, Coach, we've talked about this a couple times throughout the years, and we even talked about it the other day. You know, I still contend that the best team you've ever had was your 2012 team, and unfortunately, that team wasn't one of your state title-winning teams. They lost in the state semifinals that year to a very good Clinton Massey team. What do you remember from that game?
Well, I respectfully disagree. I think we've gotten better as the years go on, and I'm reminded of that even more this week because we had to go back and watch the 2012 game and see what they tried to do and how they attacked us and you know, what we didn't do well. And we're just a lot more crisp now. We're a lot more, you know, we're a lot deeper. We're a lot quicker. We play with a lot more velocity, which is probably to be to be fair, that's the way it should be. You know, teams through the years gain improvement and you know, feed off the years before them. I know it was a great football team. I loved it. You know, Juwan Woodley was probably the best player we've ever had. I don't think there's any question of that. We had a great football team, and those kids, you know, you hate to say they deserved to win a championship, but they, we wanted it for them very badly. And I will tell you, that's the toughest loss, you know, that I've ever experienced. We were 13-0 going in that game. You know, we had five turnovers that were uncharacteristic at that time of us. And I can remember it was on a Friday night after Thanksgiving. I really didn't get up until I went to school on Monday. It was, you know, it's only football. It's not life and death. We understand that. But, gosh, at the time, it just felt devastating.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against Clinton Massey.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. Big games like this are usually determined by what happens in the trenches. And for the Hawks offense, it all starts up front. Ryan Baker spoke with senior center Nate Jackson at practice this week.
Nate, 49-10 win last week over Chillicothe in our CCL football game of the week. You guys fumble on the first play from offense and deep in your own territory, and Chillicothe punches that one in. How tough is it to start a game when you have a miscue like that?
It was pretty tough. We thought we were going to come out strong with a great play, first play, but just have a go like that. We knew our defense could hold them. They did pretty good. Let up the touchdown, but we answered right after.
14-10 game at half, kind of like the game against Reedy the week before, close at the half, and then you guys explode in that third quarter for 28 points. What is the key to these huge second half explosions?
I mean, we just have a lot of energy in that locker room at halftime. We just know what we got to do. We say it's a 0-0, brand new ball game. We just come out with our heads full and just ready to explode.
Coach always preaches, you guys aren't worried about two quarters or one quarter. You're worried about how it is after the full quarters. You guys really take that to heart, don't you?
Yeah, at Cam this year, we made it one of our goals for the season is to win the fourth quarter each game.
You guys move on this week, a tough one against Clinton Massey, a team that was a state semifinalist last year.
Mm-hmm.
Get out to practice here today. You see Coach fired up. He's on you guys. He's even out there running plays with Coach Sawyer. Even though he's getting on you guys a little bit, do you guys still feed off of that energy and help you realize how important this one is?
Yeah, it helps us out a lot because they know how good we can be and our potential. So when they get on us like that, it gives us every assurance that we can be a great team.
Clinton Massey's a team that really likes to run the football. They don't throw it a lot, so their mm-hmm. defense faces a running offense all the time. Obviously, you guys do a little more than running, mm-hmm. but up front this week on the line, what are you guys going to have to do to get this defense that's used to seeing multiple runners?
They're pretty tall. They have some good size, so we just got to get them low. Got to keep our feet moving, get our hands inside, and just keep driving.
Well, Nate, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get inside. Good luck this week when you guys take on Clinton Massey in the CCL game of the week.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Hartley Center Nate Jackson and our Ryan Baker. The Hawks head to Clinton Massey tonight. We have to pause for a moment. When we come back, we'll talk with Bishop Watterson head coach Brian Kennedy and Eagles lineman Max Ballyett. Then it's Fisher Catholic head man Doug Miller. All of that and more straight ahead on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Ever been out at a restaurant and noticed the people at another table all looking at their smartphones? The world has changed, and the majority of internet searches are now mobile. If you own a business, give RevLocal a call to review your strategy so you reach new customers. At RevLocal, we personalize digital marketing to help you reach the people who need you. RevLocal, an Inc. 500 company for the past 5 years. Learn more at RevLocal.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Bishop Watterson falls to 2-2 on the year with a 21-0 shutout loss to Wheelersburg last week. Eagles head coach Brian Kennedy joins us now. And Brian, the Pirates are the defending Division V state champs, and they certainly looked the part last week.
They did. I mean, I don't know if I said this last week or if I just thought it. I mean, that's a football program. I mean, we watched them on film. You know, there's no glaring weaknesses. They do everything really well. Their kids played hard. I mean, it was a challenge for us.
Coach, coming into this one, your offense had a ton of momentum, but their defense holds you off the scoreboard. And in the second half, they hold you to just 30 yards of total offense. What makes their defense so good?
You know, I thought they did a good job up front. It kind of set the tone. We couldn't run the ball in the second half, and you know you're not going to have a ton of success if you can't run the ball. And they were able to get pressure on the quarterback. So you know they just did a really good job.
Joined by Waterston head coach Brian Kennedy, his Eagles with another tough one tonight as they take on Cleveland Benedictine at Ohio Dominican University. The Bengals just 1-3 on the season, but they've played some very good teams. What have you seen from them, coach?
Very athletic. Typical Benedictine team. You know, this is a team we've played on and off for about as long as I've been at Waterston. Quarterback's really good. Another well-coached program. I mean, tough kids from up in Cleveland. So, I mean, this is another challenge for us tonight.
Benedictine giving up 36 points a game, and last week they gave up 650 yards of offense to a very good Cathedral Prep team. Do you see something, though, that you guys might be able to take advantage of offensively tonight?
Well, you know, I think, you know, when we struggle at times, it's because of our execution. I feel like we've got a good game plan, and if we execute it, we've had a good week of practice. You know, I think we'll be okay on offense.
All right. Good luck tonight, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Waterston head coach Brian Kennedy. Coach K will need a good performance from his offensive line tonight against Cleveland Benedictine. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Eagles left guard Max Balliet earlier this week.
Max, 21-0 shutout loss to Wheelersburg last week. When we talk about Wheelersburg, a lot of times we talk about the offense with Trent Salyers, Tanner Holden, and Micah Matthews and those guys, and they all contributed. Their defense obviously played well. They shut you guys out, held you to just 30 yards of total offense in the second half. What makes their defense so good?
You know, they're all around. They're just an extremely disciplined group of kids. You know, their D-line, no matter what happens, they're firing out. They're going to hit you. Both their D-ends are very well disciplined. And then, you know, when they just play that, when they're that strong up front, you know, it allows their linebackers to feel free. You know, it's hard for us to get off our double teams and get up to the second level. And, you know, if we're just not getting up to those linebackers, I mean, we're not going to get anything happening. And we're not getting our push off the ball, so we're just not going anywhere.
You guys are 2-2 now on the year. You played them very tough. So you guys obviously know they're a good team, so confidence and mindset of the team still pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, and ever since, you know, the new coaching staff last year, we've had the team motto of believe, and, you know, especially this year, we've just had everyone buying into that. So, you know, even after, you know, it was a tough loss, you know, they're a great team no matter what. I mean, we show up Saturday morning, you know, to watch film, lift, you know, get all the soreness out. It's just believe. You know, we'll learn from our mistakes, we'll get on to the next game and just take care of business next week.
You guys are 2-2. We mentioned that after the past couple years where you guys haven't had a lot of wins, how nice has it been this year to have some success?
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, we're walking through the hallways. You know, people see me in the hallway. They know I play football. They're like, hey, good luck tonight. You know, I see the football team's been playing well. It's just we're getting, like, more respect around the school. We're not the joke, you know, the butt of every joke now. You know, we're turning in, you know, people are like, wow, you know, we got a football team now. It's something, you know, we can have, like, you know, we've always have, like, a really nice student section. You know, everyone loves coming out to the game. So now they have something to cheer for.
You guys at Ohio Dominican again this week. You're taking on Cleveland Benedictine. They've given up 36 points a game so far this year, and that includes a shutout in week number one. Last week, they gave up 650 yards of total offense to Cathedral Prep, 450 of that on the ground. You guys have had some success already this year on the offensive side of the ball. I'm guessing going in to face a defense that's had some trouble gives you guys, your confidence has got to be sky high.
I mean, yeah, it always, you know, we look at it, you know, we see the stats, the rushing yards they gave up. So, you know, it definitely gives us a little bit of confidence, you know, what we can do against them. We try not to worry about it too much. We just focus on, you know, doing our job, especially on the offensive line. You know, our coach Sanford, our O-line coach, always just talks to us, you know, if we fire out, we're violent up front, we're going to have a fun night.
Just worry about what you guys got to do.
Yep,
right?
If all everyone up front does their job, we're going to have a great time.
Well, Max, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get inside. Good luck this week when you guys take on Benedictine.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Waterston two-way lineman Max Balliet for that. The Eagles battle Cleveland Benedictine at Ohio Dominican University tonight. Fisher Catholic goes to 3-0 following last week's 50-0 romp over Ridgedale. Irish head coach Doug Miller joining us now on the preview show. And, coach, your defense gets the shutout, a safety, and doesn't give up a first down through the first three quarters of the game. Was that as dominant a defensive performance as you've ever seen?
It has been, but our defense has been that dominant all year. I'm going to tell you something. Luke Timmons is doing a phenomenal job, and of course, the legend J.P. Young is on that defensive side of the ball, and he's doing an amazing job too with our defensive line. So between Luke Timmons and J.P. Young, they've got our defense dialed in, and they're doing a heck of a job for us.
Coach, on the other side of the ball, offensively, you rush for 249 yards. Four different guys score touchdowns for you. What do you like about what you're seeing from your offense right now?
Well, I think we're balanced, and I think we're getting better every single week. And I think by week seven, you're going to see a completely different football team. I really think we're going to be something to – we're going to be tough to deal with come week seven. You know, we're getting better and better and better. And we're coming off of a couple of injuries. And like I said, by week seven, we ought to be at full force. And I tell you, we're going to be tough to deal with.
Speaking with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his 3-0 Irish on the road at Byrne Union tonight. The Rockets are off to a 3-1 start under new head coach and former Fisher Catholic head coach Tony Herps. What has Coach Herps brought to this team?
You know, he does a great job. He's to me, we play two teams that are just so well coached that it just makes it a very tough football game. He's done a great job with his young kids, and one of those two teams, that, of course, is over at Byrne Union. They're well disciplined. They do a nice job of executing, and again, they are well coached.
Coach, I had another question planned for you, but I'm going to go back to what you said there before we started talking about Byrne Union. You guys are 3-0 right now. You've won games 28-7, 35-7, and 50-0 now. How good do you think this team could be if you think you're going to be that much better here moving forward?
Well, I got to tell you, and I mean this sincerely, I think we're going to be 100% better come week seven. We haven't even started to peak yet, and we have young kids that are starting to really figure it out, and we'll bring back a couple of key injuries in week seven. I think we can be twice as good as where we're at right now come week seven. I mean, I think we have that potential if our kids continue to dial it in and stay disciplined.
Great stuff, Coach. As always, we appreciate you joining us, and good luck tonight against Byrne Union.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish, looking to make it four straight wins when they head to Byrne Union tonight. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll check in with St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker and Cardinals running back and linebacker Josh Mayo. Then it's Reedy head man Brian Cross and Silver Knights two-way lineman Sam Hardenberg. Stay with us.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. St. Charles has won two in a row with last week's 41-21 win over New Philadelphia. Cardinals head coach Deke Hoker joins us now on the preview show. And coach, your team ran for 402 yards. You had four different guys gain at least 80 yards. How pleased were you with your ground attack?
Well, very pleased. Our offensive line did a fantastic job all game, just controlling the line of scrimmage. Our running backs ran hard, and our fullbacks blocked well. And anytime you do that, you have the ability to run the ball. A lot of guys were able to gain a lot of yards because of that.
Coach, when we first talked to you this year, you talked about you wanted your offense to be multiple. And last week, it was multiple in the running game with all those guys gaining those yards. When you have that many options to give the ball to, how much more difficult does it make you to defend?
Well, I think it makes it a little more difficult. We were able to get row out in space some on the perimeter with a little bit of an outside attack, and then we were able to go inside with Mayo and Eversaw and Bryant. Again, it goes back to the offensive line, establish the line of scrimmage, and we were just kind of working them inside and outside. The boys did a great job executing, and our coaches, you know, our offensive line coach, Robert White, does just a fantastic job of getting those guys ready.
We're joined by St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker as Cardinals looking to make it three straight wins when they host Washington Courthouse tonight. In the Blue Lions' three wins this season, coach, they've scored 58, 68, and 54 points. Now, the competition hasn't been the greatest, but scoring that many points is hard to do against anyone, isn't it?
Sure. Their quarterback's good. He can run. He can throw. And it's similar to last week, we're seeing another quarterback that's scary. He can throw the ball accurately for a long distance, short distance, and he can also take off and run and take it for 20, 30, 40 yards or as long as he needs to go. And they have some athletes on the perimeter as well. So it's another challenge this week to try and get him contained as best we can.
Coach, on the flip side of that, though, we've talked about your offense gaining some momentum. In their loss to London, they gave up 57 points. How can you take advantage of that tonight?
Well, I think it just, very simply, it just comes down to trying to grow in what we've been doing the last couple weeks, trying to establish line of scrimmage, take care of the football, tackle on defense, run some clock. And if we just stick to that, we will hopefully put ourselves in position to win the game.
Coach, obviously you weren't there last year, this being your first year as a head coach, but your players played Washington Courthouse, they beat them, but they ended up having to forfeit that game. Is that in the back of their mind a little bit? Do they have something to show here tonight?
I don't think so. We haven't even talked about it, to be honest. I mean, it's just every game's new. It's a new year. It's a new week. I mean, we were talking about last week. We forgot about that. It's just, it's a new team, new year, new season. Doesn't really impact us at all.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Washington Courthouse.
Thanks a lot, guys.
St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker. We talked with Coach about his running game last week. Our Chris Higgins spoke with one of the four Cardinals who rushed for more than 80 yards in that game, Josh Mayo.
Josh, you guys come off 41-21 win versus New Philadelphia. You guys were able to rack up 402 rushing yards. You individually threw up 85 yards, two touchdowns. Kind of a coming out party for you. Tell me how good that felt.
Felt great. Felt great playing as a team and knowing when you do play as a team.
In that game, you guys end up throwing up 28 points in the second half. Kind of a repeat of what you guys did the week before. Are you guys making a lot of changes at halftime, or is it just something like changing attitude?
It's just changing attitude. Coach gets us right in the locker room. I think it's really the second half game. And it's whatever team comes out to fight in the second half, that's the team that's going to get the victory.
All right, you move on to this week. You come back home, play Washington Courthouse. They're 3-1. They're coming off a win 54-6 over Linden. Their three wins, they put up 54, 58, and 68 points. Tell me what you see on tape and what makes their offense so effective.
I think they just block hard and play as a team. But I think we'll really overwhelm them with our defensive line and our effectiveness as linebackers and DBs.
They held the Linden to negative 29 yards rushing. So you guys kind of come in with momentum going the last 2 weeks. You guys won the last 2 weeks. Running game gets going. Is it you see it as a challenge when you play a team that's just held a team to negative rushing yards for the game?
Yes, sir. But we're always up to the challenge, and we're going to try to push the ball down their throats and see what we can do.
Different story this year. You guys are 2-2. We're almost at the halfway point of the season. Everybody getting so used to the coaching staff and the new philosophies. Like, is that in the past thing now, or is you guys going forward?
We're still kind of getting used to it because it's a big change from last year where we ran a triple option. Now we're running the spread, but I think we're adapting well.
All right, well, good luck this week against Washington Courthouse, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles running back and linebacker Josh Mayo and our Chris Higgins, the Cardinals, hosting Washington Courthouse tonight. Bishop Reedy lost a heartbreaker to Grandview 17-16 last Friday night when the Bobcats blocked an extra point with 25 seconds left that would have tied the game. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now. And, Coach, you trailed 17-0 at the half. And after fighting all the way back to get what you think is going to be the tying score, how deflating is it when Hudson Jump blocks that kick?
Well, you know, Hudson made a great play. He came in between our tight end and our wing. But we had a sophomore wing back in there, and, you know, he's supposed to block down, and he kind of tried to block inside and outside at the same time, and Hudson made a great play and got the kick blocked. And, you know, it was definitely deflating because, you know, in the second half we really played well. I think we held him to one first down defensively, and offensively we were able to move the ball pretty well and scored 16 second half points and came up a point short right there.
Coach, you talked about it there. You guys really played good in the second half, totally flipped the script on the Bobcats. You dominated them in the trenches, and you took total control of the game. Is it disappointing looking back that it took you a whole half to really get going last week?
Very disappointing. You know, one thing we talked about before the beginning of the game was we needed to get off to a fast start. We've gotten off to some slow starts this year, and so that's something we talked about, and it was frustrating. I mean, they scored from the first play from scrimmage on a 65-yard run from scrimmage, and we had some guys that were loafing on the play that could have ended up making the play, and you never know what happens when you get them stopped. But, for them to jump out 7-0 early, and you could just tell we weren't moving as well as we expected our kids to move in the first half. And give Grandview some credit. Their kids did a really nice job in that first half.
We're joined on the preview show by Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His Silver Knights taking on Liberty Union at Fortress Field tonight. The Lions are 0-4, but they've played four pretty good teams. Are they better than their record says?
Well, their kids play very hard. I know that. And they've got a new head coach. This is his first time being a head coach. And they've played some good football teams. But, I think they're a little bit young. And I think they're learning, trying to come up with an offense and a defense that fits their kids, and they're learning how to play it. But, they're a better football team than their record shows, that's for sure. And their kids play extremely hard, and they always have against us.
Coach, you've had some trouble giving up some big plays the past couple of weeks. That's something that Liberty Union is struggling to do on offense. What have you worked on, or can you work on in practice, stopping the big play?
The biggest thing is taking proper pursuit angles and everybody hustling to the ball. Sometimes high school kids think someone else is going to make the play, so they start to slow down as they're coming into the action, and that's really when they have to step it up and go full speed. So, we've talked about getting 11 people to the football and taking proper pursuit angles and not expecting someone else to make the play, that you have to make the play. And that's how we're working on it in practice, and it has been an issue in our first couple of games. We have given up a lot of long runs, and it's very concerning to us.
All right, Coach, good luck getting that righted tonight against Liberty Union.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Reedy head coach Brian Cross. We talked with Coach about how his team dominated the line of scrimmage in the second half last week. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Silver Knights two-way lineman Sam Hardenberg at practice this week.
Sam, Friday night, you guys dropped kind of a heartbreaking game to Grandview, 17-16. It was 17-0 in the first half. Tell me what happened in that first half where you guys offensively weren't able to put any points on the board there.
We came in a little bit cocky, and we were a little surprised. It's how they played. They came at us aggressively, and they came to play, and so it kind of reeled us back a little bit. But during the second half, I think we matched them, scoring 16 points, and I feel like we met them on the field evenly or a little bit extra in the second half.
What was that at halftime to kind of get you guys woke up there?
There wasn't really a lot said. We kind of all knew that we had to wake up. We a lot of us players and coaches were just talking, trying to keep everyone in high spirits, even though it was a rough first half. It was I can say for myself and all of the seniors and all the juniors who were just trying to support and keep in high spirits. It was we all knew what we had to do. The coaches did too. So
end up losing the game basically on a blocked extra point. I know that had to be deflating, but talk about how you guys have responded to that the days after, and how that's going to affect you this week.
Saturday morning, we all of our city got up, went to film, and at the end, Coach Cross said, on that day, just think about the game, and when the day is over, forget about it and move on to the next week. I think it's a new week for us. I think we have a good opponent coming up as well, and we're all going to be working harder to get to where we need to be able to beat this team. I think we learned a lot from last week and know what we need to do to win for the rest of the season.
Talk about this week. You've got Liberty Union. They're 0-4. They're coming off a game where they lost to London 56-13. They gave up 500 rushing yards in that game. So it looks like a game where the offensive line can really get going here.
I agree. I think the offense could do a lot this week, and Jack could also do a lot, Austin as well, the receivers. I think this week is going to be keep us back in high spirits and get a win under our belt again.
Well, good luck this week against Liberty Union, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, sir.
Our thanks to Reedy lineman Sam Hardenberg and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights looking to get back on the winning side of things when they take on Liberty Union at Fortress Field tonight. Time for a breather. When we come back, we'll check in with the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions lineman Dylan McKinney. Then we talk to Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. DeSales bounced back from a Week 3 loss by clobbering Dayton Belmont 50-6 last Friday night. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joining us now on the preview show. And, Coach, you get off to a lightning-fast start, 36 points in the first quarter. Do you know if any of your teams have ever done that?
I don't know, but it was just good to come out. You have a tough loss, you get back to work, and I thought we had a pretty good week, and our guys came out and really executed, you know, and it was good to see. It's always good to start fast. Gives you the ability to then work on some things and eventually get some other kids in and stuff like that. So, you know, to me, you don't get too many of those, not on the schedule we play. It was nice to get that one going like that. And it really, first home game, it was exciting atmosphere, and everyone got to share in it, so that was neat.
Coach, the win was your 100th as a head coach of DeSales. Last year we talked with you when you got your 100th win overall as a head coach. Does this one mean a little more since all of them were with the Stallions?
You know, it's just obviously it's a special place for me. The job is personal. You know, I got the opportunity to go to school there, was fortunate enough to play and go to school there, and then got to coach there. I've just been around so many great people. And I'm sure every Catholic school coach feels the same way. You know, they're really good schools and good communities. So it's neat, and it's starting to make me feel old, though.
We're joined by the old DeSales head coach, Ryan Wiggins, and that certainly is a relative term. The Stallions welcoming Covington Catholic to Alumni Stadium tonight. Now, the Colonels 5-0, defending 5A state champs in Kentucky. They've won 20 in a row. Just how good is this Cove Catholic team?
Well, they're very good. I think when you look back at last year, we played a very good schedule, and I think they were right up there as the best team we played. You know, they've got really good skill. They're good up front. They have good numbers. They're well coached. They're solid on defense. And they've, I believe, 19 of those 20, they running clocked, which in Kentucky is 36 or more. So they've really got it rolling as a program, and it's a good challenge to play a team like this.
Now, they've got a couple receivers that are going D1, one to Miami of Ohio and one to Notre Dame, but they're led by their running back, Casey McGinnis. He's the school's all-time leader in rushing touchdowns and total touchdowns, and he's 140 yards away from becoming their all-time rushing leader. You've played them the last 3 years. What makes him so good?
He's got tremendous quickness. I mean, this guy, you know, he's a good running back, good vision. He runs hard, all those things, but he can find the smallest little seam. You overrun him just a little bit, you don't get your gap squeezed off just enough, and his feet he plants and goes. He can change direction so quickly. And then in an offense like that, the kind of quarterback they have and did have and still are having again this year, the receivers, the line, I mean, they're just such a complete offense that they can really fire on all the different areas.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against Covington Catholic.
Okay, thanks, guys.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. The Stallions got a great performance from their offensive line last week. Our Ryan Baker spoke with tackle Dylan McKinney earlier this week.
Dylan, last week you guys come out in the first quarter, score 36 points en route to a 50-6 win over Belmont after the tough emotional loss to Mooney the week before. How nice was it to come out firing like that last week?
I mean, it was real good. We united after that loss, and I think it really brought us together more.
Your offense has been pretty good here so far this year, a newer offense for a DeSales team. What do you think is working for your offense so far, especially you guys up front on the line?
I think, you know, together on the line, we're all together. You know, everybody fits where they need to be. Everybody goes in when they're needed, and pretty much we just try our hardest, put in effort.
You guys take on a very tough Covington Catholic team this week. They've won 20 straight. They're a defending state champ. Down in Kentucky, you played them last year. You lost to them 35-7. What do you remember from that game?
I just remember I got beat almost every play, starting at right tackle, and this year I think it's going to be different.
When people talk about Covington Catholic, a lot of times they talk about their offense. Their defense is very good. We mentioned they held you guys to 7 points. Last week, they beat another defending state champion in Kentucky, Beachwood, and held them to under 200 yards of offense. What are you guys going to have to do up front to help get that defense off the quarterback?
Up front, I think we're just going to have to maintain discipline. A lot of reason why we lose games because we beat up ourselves, mental mistakes. I think we have to be mentally sound and come out hard.
Well, Dylan, thanks a lot for this. Let's get back to practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on Covcath.
Thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales offensive lineman Dylan McKinney and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions take on Covington Catholic tonight. Newark Catholic fell to 1-3 on the year with a tough 12-7 loss to Watkins Memorial last week. Green Wave head coach Ryan Aiello joins us now. And coach, your defense is giving up just 15 points a game this season. Unfortunately, your offense is only scoring less than 10 points a game. So how do you get that O on track?
Yeah, I tell you, it's a big emphasis right now being placed within our program just on individual execution, individual accountability. You know, we went back and watched that film, and hey, I got to give all the credit in the world to Watkins. Those young men played hard. They had a great game plan, but we definitely left some stuff out there. You know, there was definitely some plays that we did not execute, have 11 guys executing on the offensive side of the ball, and left some points out there.
Coach, you've had some injuries up front on the offensive line, and you've had to shuffle some things around up front. How difficult is that, especially against a Division II team like Watkins?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't make things easier, you know, that's for sure. But no excuses. You know, we've got to find a way to get the job done. You know, the offensive line that we do have in there, you know, we really challenge them from a mental standpoint to understand, you know, not only just the guard position, but the opposite guard position, the center position. You know, those two tackles have to be interchangeable. So really, we really push our kids mentally from that standpoint so that we can move some things around so that we do have options. You know, we've got a lot of young men going both ways. So this allows us to get a little bit more diverse in how we rotate our young men.
Speaking with Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, his Green Wave on the road at Licking Heights tonight in our CCL Game of the Week live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, immediately following the preview show, beginning with the pregame at 6:45. The Hornets are led by quarterback Jacob Ryder, who's thrown for 567 yards and 6 touchdowns. He's also their leading rusher with 319 yards and 4 scores. Is he as good as you've seen at that position this season, coach?
Oh, yes, he is. Those statistics are very accurate and a testament to how good of a young man he is. You know, he does a great job, sees the field very well in the passing game and in the running game. You know, he really does a good job of identifying when to run, when to pass, drawing up second, third-level defenders. He's very impressive.
Coach, unfortunately, we've got to talk about your quarterback. Another injury. Matt Carlisle gets knocked out of the game at the end last week with a shoulder injury. He, unfortunately, out for the year. Talk about what kind of loss that is for you, and then talk about Lucas Pierce, who's moving from wide receiver back to quarterback, is going to take over for you.
Yeah, I feel terrible for that young man. You know, you know, this is his first year really taking over the reins at Newark Catholic, and you know, we were very excited for his growth, his development, a very hardworking young man. But, you know, it's an opportunity for somebody else to step up in a different position, and that is Lucas Pierce. And Lucas is a senior, plays wide receiver, so, you know, has a different perception of our passing game and in a running game. Very confident in his ability and what he's going to bring.
Okay, coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys. Really do appreciate you having me.
Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, his Green Wave, traveling to Licking Heights tonight in our CCL Game of the Week, live here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. That comes your way immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this.
This isn't Madison Square Garden. These drills probably won't make anyone a number one draft pick, but these players are practicing for something important. While they work on their jump shots, they're also learning teamwork, discipline, self-confidence, how to deal with wins and losses. Skills that will make them winners long after they leave the court. Support high school activities in your community. Because when kids take part, they get set for life.
Week 5 of the high school football season is here, and all 7 of the area Catholic teams are in action tonight. DeSales welcomes Covington Catholic to Alumni Stadium. Waterson battles Benedictine at Ohio Dominican. Hartley travels to Clinton Massey. St. Charles hosts Washington Courthouse. Reedy takes on Liberty Union at Fortress Field. Fisher Catholic heads to Burn Union. And in our CCO Game of the Week, Newark Catholic is on the road at Licking Heights. As always, you can hear the Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. And after the game tonight, keep it here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by this week's Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing.
If you have a score, tweet us at AM820Scoreboard and visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the Preview Show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Doug Lascelles. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.